This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
These populists, stupid nationalists, they are in love with their own country.
In case you didn't know who that was Juncker, head of the EU, and he speaks of these stupid populists, these stupid nationalists who are, could you catch it through that thick accent? He says they are in love with their own countries. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Going to talk more about these EU parliamentary elections. And I'm going to tell you up front, a little bit later in the broadcast, but I'm going to tell you up front, I don't care about European politics. I don't care. The only thing I care about is I want you to understand how much you're winning. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You are now exporting excellence. You have a president who is now being paid attention to, and not just placated, not because there's a big money grab, because everybody's like, look, the United States is a money pit. But think about it. Barack Obama gave away $10 trillion to worthless people in this country who don't have a care in the world about you, how much it takes for you to earn your living or whatever, and then he gave it away to the globalists in the way of climate change and all this other nonsense. 844-551-8255 if you want to talk. We finally have a president we can be proud of. Look, leftists, you can be mad. Kevin, you're jealous of Obama. I ain't jealous of anything of Obama. I'm not jealous of his physique. I'm not jealous of his pedigree. I'm not jealous of his living situations with Michelle. I'm not jealous of his kids. I'm not jealous of anything. I'm certainly not jealous of the future that lies ahead for him and the rest of these knuckleheads on the left who tried a coup against Donald Trump, ergo a coup against the American people. These treasonous folks. I don't care. I don't have a care in the world about them. I think it's laughable that anybody today would consider themselves a leftist or a Democrat or progressive in any way, shape, or form. And I've talked about how they are telling you what's going on in their minds by everything that they say. We talked the other day, Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump is scared. Donald Trump is scared of what? Scared of being so right? Donald Trump told you exactly what was going to happen. He said, you're going to win so much, you're going to be guilty. You're going to feel guilty about winning. And I'll be honest with you, there came a point where I was like, man, this is a lot of winning. Maybe we need to take a break, you know, get a bigger gap between the wins. But you know what? Get used to it. They're going to keep on coming. This is good news for us. And you know what's bad news for the leftists? They got nothing. Man, we're going to get into these candidates. Let me ask you, what candidate have you heard anything about on the left? What did you hear? Have you heard, are they talking up Biden? Are they talking up, what's his name, Buttigieg? Are they talking up, what's his face? The guy was the rosy little shiny object for a minute, O'Rourke? Beto, they talking up Kamala Harris, they talking up Cory Booker, they talking up Elizabeth Warren. None of these folks has any traction whatsoever. Is the Democrat Party, do you feel like they're winning or they're losing? It's a simple question, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Are they winning or are they losing? I think you got your answer. Your Republicans are out fundraising them. Donald Trump hasn't even started his fundraising. By the way, June 15th, we are holding nationwide rallies, hosting parties at your home through Tea Party Community, and you can be a part of history. We're going to have the largest, it's going to be the Super Bowl of presidential elections. We're going to have we're going to have hundreds of thousands, it could very well be millions, of households who are going to host Trump events. Because 4 years ago, June 15th was the day Trump ascended that escalator and announced that he was going to run. There's going to be a lot of stuff that hoopla surrounding that. So get ready for that. Anyway, lots of stuff to talk about today. Lots. Iran is broke. You guys heard this? Iran is broke. I talked about it months ago because I work with the Iranian resistance. These are the Democratic Republic of Iranians who want back what the Shah had. Look, I'm not all into the politics of who's better for your country, but here's what I will tell you. I looked at pictures of Iran during the time of the Shah. It was really making reforms. And the mullahs came in the late 1970s, and that was it. You know the hostage crisis and the rest of it. The rest, as they say, is history. So we can talk about that a bit. But yeah, they're broke. The Rial has suffered mightily. They still have strikes throughout the country. The resistance is growing every single day. They can't pay terrorists anymore. All that money Obama gave them, and they've run through it. They're like rappers. You know, they're like MC Hammer. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Israel's just letting them die. Let them die on the vine. We've got crazy Muslims here in America in our government who hate Israel. They're blaming all the sides. What was the thing that Ilhan, what's her name, Omar? She said, I don't even know. She's nuttier than Ocasio-Cortez. Who, by the way, where is she? In the green energy. And we're all going to be dead in 12 years unless we do climate change and all that. You know what I'm so proud of? That we have put literally put our fist through the heart of climate change. We put our fist through their chest, grabbed the heart, and said, watch it as you die. I know, very morbid. But you know what? Sometimes you got to do that in radio. Let people really have a visual for what you think's going on. Climate change is dying. We pulled its heart out, and it's watching it, us holding it in our bloody little hands as it pumps its last bit, you know, life. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. It's dying. As it should. What else we got? Harvey Weinstein, Biden. I'm going to talk. In fact, in the next segment, I'm going to talk about Biden. Biden's got a series of problems. You're not going to miss those, I'll tell you. But CNN's laying off. We got so much going on. Oof. I get excited about this stuff. Electoral college, that'll be challenged. Don't worry about the electoral college. I mean, don't misunderstand me. We have to address it. But don't worry about it, because it's not going to impact the election. Donald Trump will be the next president again, and those people plotting against him are going to go down, including never-Trumpers and some of these people that still are trying to hate him. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Is Joe Biden still the front runner for the Democrats? Tough to say. I don't know if they have a front runner. Bernie Sanders the front runner? Who's the front runner? Is Buttigieg? Is Beto O'Rourke, is he making a comeback? Fox is going to feature him. Woo, he's going to get a lot of coverage there. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. And if it looks like I'm making fun, being a little sarcastic about the Democrats, well, if the shoe fits, you know, put it on me, baby. Just call me Cinderella. Yeah, bad news for the Democrats. Bring on Biden. The worst candidate possible for the Democrats. Some of the party tout him as a front runner. I don't buy it. Twice Biden ran for president, then he dropped out. Now, he may not drop out as early as he did this time, as he did the last two times, but I don't think he's going to be the Democrats' ultimate choice. I don't. Inside the party, there exists an anti-Biden camp. I just know what I sense. I don't know it. You know, it's not like I'm an insider. But here's why I say that. The media doesn't target the front runner. I want you to consider all of Barack Obama's faults when he ran in 2008. The man was wholly incompetent. He accomplished nothing in Illinois politics. It's embarrassing what Obama brought to the table. He was embarrassed. He even said, I'm not prepared yet to be president, but you know what? It's my time because, you know, I may not get this time again, so I'm going to go on a run, even though I know I'm not prepared. Here's what Barack Obama didn't want you to know. He was never going to be prepared. Didn't have the experience to run a newsstand. And then he proved it as president. He proved what I knew about him. Obama made more gaffes than Joe Biden. Then, in what should have made for the richest of comedic fodder, he then picked Joe Biden as his number two. So fast forward to today. Former resident Barack Obama won't even back his number two. Huh? What's up with that, baby? He won't even back Joe Biden. And of course, Biden played, I asked the president not to back me. It made more sense for him not to back me. This would be better for everyone involved if he just doesn't back me. That's what you say when you go, man, that dude, that Negro wouldn't even back me. You know, that's what Biden is saying when he's at his poker game. That sorry son Gunn didn't even back a brother. After all I did for him, making him his gayness, you know, it work in his favor, where he could start passing all that LGBT legislation. What did he do for me? He said I was going to solve cancer. I was going to cure cancer. How about putting that on a back? Putting a monkey on my back. Yeah. It's a big clue, folks. Big clue. Politico, here's another clue. They pointed out that Biden has a record of what many blacks deem as racist. They talked about his criminal justice stuff again. You know, they brought it up. I mean, forget the creepy nature of Joe Biden. These people are attacking Joe Biden. You don't attack the front runner. I'm telling you, I don't know much about leftist politics, but they circle the wagons for the people that they want to go with. Even if Joe Biden were, if you were to have film of Joe Biden jumping on a woman in the middle of the night while she's sleeping, you know, and humping her, they would still go, well, this just seems creepy, but that's just the way Joe was raised. You know, they would say something silly like that. But now, one lady said, Biden's sort of been living on Obama's, you know, stuff. Let's play that clip.
I would argue that Biden's support is kind of based on hot air and nostalgia about the Obama administration and the return to normalcy. But once voices start to get heard, I think that's going to matter a lot less. Mm-hmm. So that's an anecdotal kind of my reading of the situation. So it's not going to bear itself out in the numbers. But the fact that Biden and Bernie Sanders are pretty much tied in Iowa, which is the state that's going to start the dominoes falling, I think that kind of speaks to what I'm talking
sure.
about.
Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, that was a pundit from The Hill, the TV show from The Hill, speaking, saying Biden and Sanders are tied. Now, we were told that Biden is a runaway. He's up by over everybody by 20 points. But in Iowa, where this thing kicks off, he's tied. Now, Iowa never picks the president, so that doesn't matter. But just the fact that the Democrats have now thrown most of their stuff behind Biden. And as I told you guys, people still keep coming into the race, threatening to come into the race. And they're still looking. But here's another clip. They discuss Biden's electability.
Sure. This idea of electability, Biden's got a big problem in the general election, which is trade. It's trade and it's China. We were talking about this earlier. We were just talking about it in the green room. I mean, I think a lot of cable news producers really underestimate how important an issue trade is in those key Midwestern states where Democrats have to win. And Joe Biden is just flat out wrong on the issue and has not changed his position.
Now, we're talking policy. Joe Biden is wrong on a policy issue like trade. Donald Trump will have trade in another year. You're going to see the trade deficit go down so significantly. It will be a point of what they call a plank that Donald Trump runs on. The economy. Let me put it a different way. In order for the Democrats to win, America has to crowbar. That's an engineering term where you short out your battery. Okay, America has to short out. We've got to lose all the things that Trump has done, the $2 trillion of money that has gone back into business by removing legislation. That has to disappear into the ether. And see, that's the money that corporations are using to finance R&D, bring people back. That was regulations that they're going, we don't have to do that anymore? Holy cow, $2 trillion. Then, if Trump even cuts the trade deficit by $200-250 billion, which he will, he's already probably achieved most of that, then you're talking about a substantial amount of money going back into the economy. Then you look at the tax breaks that were given to the companies. That's not funny money. That's money that has been proven that giving it back to the companies brought more money into the treasury and the treasury. Okay, it brought more money into the treasury. So getting out of these crazy wars, focusing more on American ingenuity and taking money back that we've been giving to these world clowns, all these dictators that have been taking our money and using it against us, and the other cuts that Trump has done. Let me just tell you, if you're waiting on Trump to fail, good luck with that. We have far too much money that can come back. The only thing Trump is going to have to pivot and do, if you ask me, where he's not, where he's lacking, he's going to have to eventually bite into this budget. And he's going to have to take a look at getting meaningful health care legislation passed. And finally, looking at these, the funded things like Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and all that. And I believe he will. I think when he's back in the second term, he'll address all those things. But when he does this, it's going to put a shot over the bow of the Democrats they haven't had. And when you compound all of this with what's happening with Mueller, Katie, bar the door.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller breaks his silence, saying the Mueller report speaks for itself and he does not intend to testify before Congress. With more on Mueller's press conference, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Mueller also said Justice Department guidelines did prohibit him from being able to charge President Trump with any crime, like obstruction, in connection with the probe.
It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge.
Mueller adding, though, that if he had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, quote, we would have said so.
Case closed. That's how President Trump reacts to Mueller's comments on Wednesday. And around 40 million Americans are facing severe weather threats and possible tornadoes in the Midwest and Northeast. This after 50 tornadoes have already touched down in the Midwest this week. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, you want to talk about what's going on in the world and how Donald Trump is exporting Americanism? Well, let's do that on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Let me tell you what's going on across the pond. Nigel Farage won. Marie Le Pen won in France. In other words, Trump won. They have kicked out. You know, it's confusing for us because the Conservative Party is who lost in Britain. But that's not the Conservatives the way we define it. They're the liberals, okay? Nigel Farage is the one who was the father of Brexit. And essentially what Britain said is, we want out of the European Union. Essentially what France said is, we no longer support Emmanuel Macron, and we are now siding with Marine Le Pen, who lost to Macron. What we're saying, folks, is you in America, Make America Great Again is translated into other countries in this nasty word that the globalists hate, and it's called nationalism. Let me say it again because I was kind of choking. Nationalism. That's right. You have a brother, that means a black person, on the radio telling you it is okay to be a nationalist. You want to know what I am? I'm an American nationalist. Now, to the left, that means I'm a member of the Ku Klux Klan. But clearly I'm not. Nationalism means I support my country. When America is playing in the America's Cup, racing in it, I'm for America. Well, that's just us. When America is playing in the World Cup for soccer, you know who I cheer for? America. I know. Shocking, isn't it? When we're in the Olympics, you know who I cheer for? Whichever our team, whichever athlete, I cheer for America. Okay? Probably you do too. And that's what makes you a nationalist. When it comes to negotiating deals, here's what I want. I want America to get what it wants, and I want the other country to get what it wants, and I want both people, both groups to feel as if they got a good deal. You know what I don't like? I don't like when our so-called partners don't pay for their own upkeep with NATO. I don't like when our partners enjoy an $800 billion trade surplus over us as they essentially thumb their noses at us and laugh behind our backs. I don't like that. I don't like when our partners don't support us when we claim that we're all for this thing called the United Nations and wars, and then when it what we've learned is that it's completely politicized and they vote against us for their own interests. I don't like when our partners tell us, hey, this is our enemy, yet they buy most of their oil and all of their other natural resources from said enemy. I don't like those kind of things. I don't like when our partners act as if They want to, you know, us to just ignore when one of our so-called trading partners steals our IP, forces us to give technology over to them, and rips us off in trade. I don't like that. And you know what? Neither does the EU. They want people that look at their best interests, make Poland great again, make Yugoslavia great again, make France great again. And it doesn't mean at the expense of somebody else. You can be great at what you are, and somebody else can be great at what they are. If we took the stance of these crazy leftists, then only there can only be one great actor. There could only be one great, you know, director. There could only be one great neurosurgeon. Can you not be great at what you are and somebody else be great at what they are? Let me put it another way. Usain Bolt, for the longest time, was the fastest guy in the world. And you know what? He can't operate on your brain. Dr. Ben Carson is a guy I want operating on my brain. But if I want to hand a baton to somebody and get at somebody fast, I'm not picking Ben Carson. I'm going to pick Usain Bolt. They can both be great at what they are. Those things can be completely distant from one another. France can be great at wine. It can be great at cheese. It can be great at whatever it chooses to be. It doesn't mean that America loses. It's like individuality. We all can't be Chippendale dancers and Victoria's Secret models. Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyway, I want to get into these races. Nigel Farage. I got to say, I'm not that keen on Nigel. A couple times I went to meet him at different events, and he's a bit of a jerk. But politically, we agree with one another, so I don't care. Be a jerk. We agree on the idea that you should be able to be an individual, in this case a country, and have sovereign ideas around what your country looks like. But he was a jerk. Anyway, the centrist parties, they write, took a beating in the EU's parliamentary elections over the weekend, losing ground to environmental and liberal groups, as well as the far-right populist parties. Now, keep in mind, these names that they use differ from the way we see them. They said the upending of the traditional order was particularly noticeable in the UK, where Nigel Farage's single-issue Brexit party took one-third of the votes, while outgoing British Prime Minister May's Conservative Party won just 9% of the vote, finishing in fifth place. So Farage said the result makes the case that Britain should leave the EU even if an agreement on that exit isn't reached. He added that he doubts the Conservatives will manage to extricate the country from the 28-member body by October's deadline while they struggle to replace May, said his party would stun everybody in the next British election if it doesn't happen on time. The Conservative Party are bitterly divided, and I consider it to be extremely unlikely that they will pick a leader who is able to take us out on 31st of October, he said. May is stepping down in June because she didn't finish the Brexit deal. The people of Britain wanted out. They voted for it. And you know what the media over there did? They did what our media did. They pretended not to care. They don't really want it. It's not that big of a deal. You know what? So they dragged their feet. They did what all politicians all over the world do when they're fleecing you. When all the big elitists, the one new world order, one globalist groups get together and they decide to carve up the world. And they didn't leave. They thought they could slow roll this thing. But you know what stopped it? I don't care whatever nook or cranny of this world you live in. You are impacted by Donald Trump. And that's because American politics matter. See, Britain had no impact on us, but quite the contrary with us. Donald Trump came in, he said, MAGA, make America great again. He said, get your globalist New World Order, United Nation crap out of my face. Partners, you're going to pay your bills, you're not going to rip us off. America's taking a hard line. We are supporting the things that benefit American citizens. He was tough on illegal immigration. He said, you will respect our borders, I will build that wall, blah, blah, blah. And you know what happened? Britain took notice. All that underlying, you know, let's call it what it is, pissed off bunch of Brits said, you know what, enough is enough. Finally, there's a leader in the world who we need to pay attention to. This coming off of the pansy butt performance of Barack Obama, holy cow, do you feel good? Come on, you can James Brown yourself. I feel good. Da-na-na-na-na-na. I knew that I would. Na-na-na-na-na. I feel good. Whoa! Don't get me carried away, boy. Godfather of Soul just get in you. He'll get in you. He'll make a quadriplegic get out of a wheelchair and start boogieing down, baby. Yeah. Guess what? It's not just in Britain. French President Emmanuel Macron suffered a narrow defeat to Marine Le Pen's nationalist movement in the European parliamentary elections. Macron's Republic on the Move had 21% of the vote compared with 24.1% for the anti-European national rally with 90% of the votes counted. In other words, Marine Le Pen lost a while back, the woman, but she won in the end. She pulled a Reagan. She wasn't the loser. She just was the temporary loser. She was just waiting for her chance to be the winner. Now, you want to look at Emmanuel Macron and look at how well he was doing in the polls? Let me just give you a hint. Look at what happened to Theresa May. Gone like a turkey through the comb. See? The same thing that happened in Britain is happening in France. There's an undercurrent of people that are saying, we've had enough. French men are soon going to stand up to all this nonsense, the things that are happening to their culture with this invasion that's been allowed by these leftists. I'm not going to call them what they call them over there because it's confusing. In Britain, Theresa May is a conservative. Yeah, right. These people are all learning a tough lesson from Donald Trump. You need to respect. Bring people in. America's done an amazing job at it. We've assimilated all kinds of cultures. And you know what? We get together and those cultures go, okay, let's all become American. We're one of the only countries where when you come here, you want to be American. And I can honestly say years ago, decades ago, was the same in these other countries. But there's nothing like being an American. Nothing. I don't care how pretty they make Dubai. Nobody wants to be Dubaian. They want to be American. And we had that going for us for a while. Anyway, I want to finish this week.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to be completely honest. I don't give a crap about European politics. Nothing. Other than knowing the temperature of the water if I'm going over there or something like that, I don't care. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. The only politics in the world that matter, I'd say sad to say, but it isn't sad to say, I'm happy to say, our American politics. We're the only politics that you can go anywhere in the world and people know exactly what's going on. They know our president. They know our VP. They know our Secretary of State. They know State Department personnel. They know what's going on in the world. I mean, it is amazing. And half the people in America couldn't even tell you who the Prime Minister of Canada is. They couldn't tell you who the leader of Germany is. They couldn't tell you about the elections in there. They couldn't tell you who wins, who loses, nothing. All they know is just, hey, America, you know, America's doing this or that in the world, and then they get their report. They don't know who's in charge of the Middle East, who's in charge of China, Japan, South Korea, North Korea they know, because Donald Trump called Fat Boy, Kim Jong-un. But for the most part, they don't know and don't care. But go anywhere else in the world, they know exactly who we are. We matter. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's the reason why we matter. Because you matter. You matter. That you, the little person that seems insignificant. I was over, one of my kids wanted to go over to a buddy of his house. He didn't have his, you know, he said, hey, Dad, can you take me over? Yeah, I'll take you. And the guy's name is Keith. He and my son have been friends for a long time. And his, my son said, hey, Dad, his sister's going to be there. She's a huge fan of yours. I said, he goes, so, you know, when you drop me off, can you get out and just say hello? Because, you know, make her day. Yeah, no problem. Go there. You know, we chit-chat for a bit. She's just enthralled. You know, oh, my gosh, I'm meeting Kevin Jackson. You know, she's like, Kevin, I just love your work. I followed you for years. And I look at her, and her name was Sheila. I'm like, oh, Sheila, it's a pleasure meeting you. I truly appreciate you following my work. But I want you to understand, you're just as important as I am. No, Kevin, your voice. I go, I get it. You give me voice. So just like you people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show give me voice, we all collectively give Trump a voice. We give America a voice. That is an important voice. And because we do that, we matter. I don't care where you go. And let me tell you, when I traveled decades ago and I go to all these different countries, I will tell you, it mattered then. It was, you could be proud to be American. I hear leftists all the time say things like, I'm no longer proud to tell people I'm American. Let me tell you, they are out of their minds. This is the second only to when Reagan was in office. This is the best travel time to be American. I have to go, I may have to go to Paris. I'm not sure if I'm going the end of the month, end of June, but I'm scheduled to go to Albania. I can't wait to go. I can't wait to tell people I'm an American and, you know, be happy about it. I cannot wait. I haven't had this feeling in a decade because of Obama. It was an embarrassment to be an American with Obama. We took all of that gung-ho, pro-American, American spirit all over the world, and we tarnished it. Tarnished it. You couldn't even recognize it. It was so covered in soot. And Donald Trump came in, dipped it in some CLR, and went, ba-bam, there you go, baby. Shine as good as new. So now what do we have? We've got EU parliamentary elections that are shocking the world. Macron is now losing to Marine Le Pen. Losing. I remember everybody was celebrating. Macron won. Ooh, he's amazing. He's such a good guy. He's up there hard handshaking Donald Trump. And Donald Trump just looked at him like, you little clown. Yep, setback. They said, the result is a setback for 41-year-old Macron in his battle for legitimacy as he tries to persuade the rest of the EU to pursue tighter integration. See, they want one world order for all of Europe. So, supposedly, it all looks the same and we all adopt the same socialist nonsense rules. They said, still, the narrow defeat most likely won't derail his domestic agenda as the government prepares for a major overhaul of the pension system. Polls in Germany show Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats came first, although with fewer seats than last time. I greet this result with humility, said Prime Minister Edouard Philippe, who will keep his job according to the president's office. When you come second in an election, you can't call it a victory. So, everywhere in the EU where they were supporting, suborning socialism, got their narrow behinds kicked. I say narrow because they aren't eating much these days. Yeah, hello, Venezuela. Has nothing to do with Europe. I'm just saying, you know, kind of skinny in Venezuela when you're eating your pets. you're probably a little thin. So let's go to Justin Trudeau. No, it's North America, but he's of the same ilk. Here's what they said about Justin Trudeau. Here's an article. The latest polling numbers from campaign research are the best he's seen in some times, and he's still losing to Andrew Scheer and the Conservatives. A poll of 1,471 adult Canadians conducted April 30th, May 1st, found 31% would back the Conservatives, 31% would back the Liberals. In other words, Justin Trudeau can't even get to 30%. I mean, I don't even know what his numbers are, but they're saying, just so we're clear, a distant third was 17%. So 31% would back Conservatives. 35% would back Conservatives. 31% would back Liberals. And under there's a leader. His name is Jagmeet Singh. He's in 17%. So they said, believe it or not, those are good numbers for Trudeau these days. Good numbers that he probably won't get reelected. That's a good poll. It's coming up. I'll ask you this. How do you think Donald Trump is polling? What do you think's going on with Trump? You think he's down in the 30%? Because the leftists love to tell us
he got put into the White House with the least popularity of anybody.
You think Trump is really unpopular? Let me ask you this. It almost makes me mad to ask this question. What do you think Trump's numbers would be if the press were reporting the truth? What do you think his numbers would be? I'm going to tell you, solidly in the 70%. That's where Trump's numbers would be. If they told the truth and said, you know what, these clowns conspired against Donald Trump. They are doing things that are antithetical to the American way. If they even told half the truth, Donald Trump would be solidly in the 60s. Anyway, here's what they said about Trudeau. They said, but a government falling this far, this fast in the first term, to have done so, what is more, without even the aid of a recession, with unemployment and mortgage rates both in single digits, and separatism in Quebec at least quiescent? The only parallel that comes to mind was the first Mulroney government. That government, it will be recalled, managed to recover, winning re-election on the strength in its signature free trade initiative and growing public doubts about the opposition leader. But with less than 6 months to go into the election, it's unclear what similar combination of circumstances can revive Trudeau's Liberals. That's the difference. He's got 31% of the people that give a crap about him, and he's the golden boy. Now let's go to Merkel. Angela Merkel. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's fragile coalition took a fresh knock on Sunday with historic low scores at European elections, exit polls showed. While the list of Merkel's center-right bloc led by ally Manfred Weber was on course to top the vote with around 28%, according to two separate polls by national broadcasters ARD and ZDF, the score was 8% percentage points off its previous low. In other words, Merkel is getting her butt kicked because of her views and her New World Order, one world, elitist run, open borders, let the Muslims come in and change the whole culture of Germany, and people are sick of it. I give you Donald Trump, people. I give you the American citizens supporting a president who is fighting for you, and the left finally realize it. And it's happening worldwide. This is a movement. You want to know why I'm so high on Tea Party community and what we've been able to accomplish and what we're going to do inside of this country? That is a bellwether for what is going to continue to happen. And it isn't because of Donald Trump. He's the vessel through which we're acting. He's taking what we want, and he has become the voice of America. Finally, we have a politician who's willing to go on record for what we stand for.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.